All right, welcome to Making the Argument. Before we get started, I have a very important announcement. We have a brand new deal with GoodRanchers.com. That's right. If you go into Good Ranchers and you use promo code Nick and you sign up for one of their subscriptions, you're not only going to get $15 off, but do you remember the old deal where you got 2 pounds of ground beef with each order? Well, we just upped the game. That's right. You can choose top sirloin, salmon, chicken breast, or bacon now. Every single order you get on that subscription is going to come with free top sirloin, salmon, chicken breast, or bacon. You get to choose which one if you use promo code Nick. And again, $15 off on top of that. That's a savings of $480 in meat by signing up for one of those subscriptions. Not to mention the fact that if you are looking for a gift for someone that is impossible to shop for, you can go on to goodranchers.com and get one of their brand new gift boxes. Now, this is a limited time only offer. It's part of their overall Black Friday special. So go on to goodranchers.com to get more details. Sign up for promo code Nick in order to get that deal, and let's get on with the show.
Hi, this is Nick Freitas, and welcome to another episode of Making the Argument. Today, we're going to be talking about everyone's favorite topic, privilege. Who has it? Who doesn't? Is it really responsible for everything you've accomplished in your life? Do you get absolutely no credit for anything that you do, and it's all a result of privilege? A lot of the conversations that we see going on our college campuses, on social media, address this issue. And it's important that we actually look at it from multiple perspectives. Because does privilege exist? Yeah, of course it does. But by the same token, are some people completely devoid of it while other people have all of it? Not so much. And is privilege really able to explain everything that you've accomplished or earned in your life? No, it isn't. But it's become a very, very popular topic, and I think a very misunderstood topic. And we're gonna go through a video today, and this video got over 2 million views on YouTube. It was really popular. It was entitled Privilege, Class, and Social Inequalities Explained in a $100 Race. Now, I wanna preface my comments first off by saying, I think the people that put this video together actually have really good intentions. And if you look at some of the things and the points that they're trying to get across, some of the points are valid. Other points, I don't think so much. And it's important that we use proper argumentation, and it's important that we make very good and strong and solid points, because if we don't, people can use videos like this to come to completely, you know, wrong-headed conclusions about what society should do with respect to the whole concept of privilege. So let's go ahead and take a look at the video.
Because one thing I've learned is this, in politics and in combat, cowardice is contagious. But so is courage. And if you're willing to be the first person over those ramparts, you will be shocked at how many people will come with you. I'm asking you to come with me. I'm asking you to be a part of the generation that will restore the promise of this country and breathe new life into it.
Hey, line up. Line up. Everybody line up. We're about to race. Everybody line up. Shoulder to shoulder, take off your backpacks. Basketball, line up, we're about to race. Hey, we are racing for a $100 bill. The winner of this race will take this. It's a $100 bill. Before I say go, I'm gonna make a couple statements. If those statements apply to you, I want you to take 2 steps forward. If those statements don't apply to you, I want you to stay right where you're at. Take 2 steps forward if both of your parents are still married.
Okay, so look at this first point that he brought up when he talks about take 2 steps forward if both of your parents are still married. And he's going to make the argument later about, again, you had nothing to do with whether or not your parents stayed married, but if they did, chances are you have a better shot at being successful in life. And there's a lot of truth to that, right? Obviously, you don't necessarily have any say on whether your parents stay together. And if your parents do stay together, then statistically speaking, you're probably going to do a whole lot better with respect to your education, with career, because of that stable family environment. Now, the thing that I find interesting about this is, when you start holding up things like your parents, you know, staying together as a source of privilege, you're almost giving people this negative impression as if we're supposed to look at that and look at my parents and say, oh my gosh, why'd you stay together? All you did was give me privilege. Okay, well, no, that's not the right attitude that we should have when we look at things like that. We should be holding that up as this is a good thing, right? Good, your parents made the right decision. Make the most of it. But right off the bat, I see us going in a direction with this conversation that could potentially be used to be counterproductive. Let's continue to watch.
Take two steps forward. If you grew up with a father figure in the home,
father figures. This is something that I know I've talked a lot about. And again, first thing you need to understand about me is my parents got divorced when I was 3 years old. So I would spend the school year with my mom. I would spend the summers with my dad. So yeah, I didn't have my dad in my life as much as I would have liked, but my dad was not an absentee father. He was still involved. He loved me. He was there whenever he could be. So the whole point, though, of fathers being in the home is truly important. And I think that a lot of times in society, we've almost diminished the role of fathers. And it's not to say that it's more important than the role of mothers. I'm not saying that at all. It's just that they both have a role to play within the, you know, bringing up of children in a safe, stable, and loving environment. And so, yes, we should absolutely admonish people, and especially young men, to take responsibility both for their children and the mother of their children. And I think one of the things that would have been interesting when you're looking at things like this, where it's, you know, do your parents stay married? Was there a father in the household? I almost feel like instead of lining up kids to answer these questions, it would have been better to line up parents and say, hey, your kid is going to get to take two steps forward if you guys stay together. Your kids are going to take two steps forwards, dad, if you're involved in their lives. I think that would have been a far more effective way to talk about the various advantages that you can provide your kids, that you can set your kids up for success by being strong and loving parents.
Take two steps forward if you had access to a private education.
Okay, access to private education. Here's one of the things that I find is interesting about this, is because every time we talk about trying to provide students with more access or more educational opportunities, it is a lot of people, especially on the left, constantly coming in saying, no, they need to go to public school. They need to go to the school that the government's providing. And anytime we talk about giving parents the opportunity to be able to use their education dollars, especially poorer parents, to be able to use the tax dollars that they already get for their kids' education, but to give them some options on how that's spent, the left constantly comes and tells us we're not allowed to do that. And if we do that, then we hate public school. When in reality, we're trying to give kids more access to different educational opportunities that better fit their needs. So a lot of the people I see commenting about privilege don't seem to want to address the fact that things like access to a private education is not something that has to be reserved only to the wealthy, if only the left will get out of our way and allow us to start allowing parents to make more decisions over their kids' education. We could actually provide more students with the sort of educational opportunities that they're referencing here that they are saying conveys an advantage to those students.
Take two steps forward if you had access to a free tutor growing up.
Okay, one of my problems with the way he said this, right, is take two steps forward if you had access to a free tutor. There is no such thing as a free tutor, just like there's no such thing as free education, just like there's no such free any commodity or service, right? Somebody has to pay for it. Somebody has to provide for it. So there's no such thing as free, right? If you had access to a tutor, then somebody paid for that. And again, when I look at the various educational plans and policies that I would certainly like to advance in Congress and at the state level, I'm really focused on this idea that yes, I want parents, I want those students to be able to have access to educational opportunities to include things like private tutors. And again, it is not anywhere near as expensive as oftentimes made out to be. So this is clearly within our realm of opportunity. But once again, kind of the underlying theme is that if your parents stayed together, if your father stayed in the home, if they provided you with a good education, if they provided you with a tutor, you know, it's almost like they're setting you up to feel bad about those things. And I don't think that's the proper disposition for this conversation.
Take two steps forward if you've never had to worry about your cell phone being shut off. Take two steps forward if you've never had to help mom or dad with the bills. Take two steps forward if it wasn't because of your athletic ability. You don't have to pay for college.
So this was interesting. He prefaced it. He said, take two steps forward if it wasn't because of your athletic ability that you don't have to pay for college. And what I find interesting about that is when you look at something like athletic ability, there's two components to there. There's talent and there's hard work and effort in order to develop that talent. So nobody doubts that we have that certain people are just have more natural athletic ability to be able to compete in a variety of sports and things like that that colleges offer scholarships for than other people do. But it's interesting that he doesn't want to count that as privilege. Right, so yes, you still have to work hard to develop that talent, but if you were born with a talent for, you know, soccer or football or baseball or track or whatever it is, okay, that's still privilege too based off of the definition he's providing, but now it seems like he's selectively picking and choosing what he wants to acknowledge as privilege versus what he doesn't want to acknowledge as privilege. And again, that's where I think that we're running into the realm of potential intellectual dishonesty.
Take two steps forward if you never wondered where your next meal was going to come from. I want you guys up here in the front just to turn around and look. Every statement I've made has nothing to do with anything any of you have done. Has nothing to do with decisions you've made. Everything I've said has nothing to do with what you've done. We all know these people up here have a better opportunity to win this $100. Does that mean these people back here can't race? No. We would be foolish to not realize we've been given more opportunity.
Okay, so when he says we'd be foolish to realize that we have not been given more opportunities. Okay, there's an element of truth to that. If your parents did stay together, if they did provide you with a good education, if they did work hard in order to make sure that you had a roof over your head and that you, you know, had food on the table, those are all positive things. And yes, that does set you up for success. But again, what sort of idea are we trying to get across here? If we want people to recognize that, yes, other people did not have those same circumstances or advantages, and so therefore there are certain opportunities, or they may be starting out in life in a way that there are some disadvantages associated with that, I think that's fine. But it's almost like this shaming quality that's taking place in this video. You know, you had all these advantages. Okay, but they had advantages because their parents made good decisions. Don't we want everybody's parents to make good decisions? This is why I say that if we really wanted to do this correctly, why would we line up the students? Why wouldn't we line up the parents? And realize that, you know, hey, look, your kids are going to start this far ahead in life. If you do these things, if you knuckle down and you make good decisions and you take care of your kids, then they can have these opportunities. But guess what? They can all have those opportunities, parents. It largely depends on you, right? I think that would be a far more appropriate way to address everything he's talking about so far.
We don't want to recognize that we've been given a head start. But the reality is we have.
So again, we don't want to recognize we've been given a head start. Again, I don't think anybody doesn't want to recognize or appreciate what their parents have done for them or what sort of talents or abilities that they might have. I think what people don't want is to be constantly be berated because their parents made good decisions on their behalf and now they're able to actually achieve good things or go out and get into a good school or whatever it is.
There's no excuse. They still got to run their race. You still got to run your race. But whoever wins this $100, I think it'd be extremely foolish of you not to utilize that and learn more about somebody else's story. Because the reality is, if this was a fair race and everybody was back on that line, I guarantee you some of these black dudes would smoke all of you.
Okay, this is what I think is interesting. He says if this were a fair race and you were all back on the line, then some of these dudes would smoke you. Why does he assume that? Why does he assume that? And does he assume that based off of athletic ability? Is there a certain degree of privilege to be found in natural talents that you're born with? The answer is yes. If we're really looking at privilege appropriately and we're looking at it comprehensively, then yeah, if you're born with mathematical abilities that somebody else doesn't possess, well then yeah, that you didn't do anything to achieve that, but you have that natural inclination, you have that natural ability. And then the next question is, what are you going to do with it? Well, I sure as heck don't want you to feel bad about it. I don't want you to feel like because you have better math abilities or athletic abilities, or because you can learn languages easier, or you can read faster, or whatever it is, I don't want you to feel bad about those advantages that you have. In fact, all of society and what it means to live in a free country is not to say, okay, everybody stop, get back on the starting line, and we're all going to start at the same place. I got news for you. If you want to do that, then any single person born in the United States of America probably is the beneficiary of a great deal of privilege that somebody born in another country never gets to experience. Does that mean that it's now our job to diminish the accomplishments of the United States or the advantages that are inherent in being born in a free market country convey? No, that's not it at all. In fact, if other people are looking at someone that has a particular talent or advantage, they shouldn't be looking at that person with greed or envy. We should be able to look at that person and be happy for them that they have this ability and they live in a free country with the ability to be able to take it as far as God-given talent and work ethic will take them. And that's one of the biggest problems I have with all of these discussions is, if you even look at the way this entire debate is framed up, what did it start off with? Hey, we're all in a race, and we're all in a race for this $100 bill. Is that life? Is that really life? We're all in a race, running the exact same race, in order to get the exact same thing, and one person wins and everybody else loses. No, that's not life at all. In reality, we're all running our own race. And there will be times when we're competing with other people in that race. Maybe it's for a job, maybe it's for a scholarship, and there's nothing wrong with that. But most of the time, we're not running against each other, we're running with each other. One of the most beautiful things about society in general is the ability for free people to work together in voluntary cooperation. My ability to win the race doesn't hurt your ability to win your race, and vice versa. So rather than trying to turn everyone against each other as if this is what winning looks like and only one of you can do it, and by golly, if you've got more privilege, then there's something wrong with you winning this race. No, that's not what life is. Life is all of us working as hard as we can with the tools, the abilities, the talents that we possess in order to make a better life for ourselves, for our children, for our neighbors, our friends, our family. That's what life should be like. So instead of us constantly beating this drum about, well, that person has a privilege that person doesn't possess, and so that's not fair. Well, what advantages does this person possess? Like, I possess the same opportunity to be a basketball player as Michael Jordan. You know what I don't possess? The talent. But I don't look at Michael Jordan and think to myself, wow, how unjust, how inequitable that Michael Jordan gets to make millions of dollars being a basketball player and I don't. I don't look at that. I think, my gosh, that guy has an incredible talent. My life is actually better by watching him be the best he can possibly be at something. And you know what? I have talents as well. Maybe I have talents that Michael Jordan doesn't possess. So I'm not going to compete with Michael Jordan on slam dunking basketballs. I'm going to do the things in my life that allow me to be the best that I can be at what I do and what I enjoy and what I love. So instead of looking at our neighbors with greed and envy in our eyes, wondering what sort of advantages do they have that I don't, why don't we be thankful for the advantages that all of us have in one way or another and use the experiences that we do in order to overcome challenges and make the world a better place, not just for us, but for that other person that's also running the same race of life that we are. I think that's the proper way to look at this. And, you know, I think they were trying to get out a good message here. And yes, we should all be aware of the various advantages that we might have. But when you're aware of that advantage, it shouldn't lead you to the conclusion that the solution is to somehow bury your talents or bury the advantages you have. No, if you've been given certain advantages, then you have a responsibility to go as far and as fast with those as you possibly can in order to make the world a better place. So let's not look at other people as competitors in a race where only one of us can win. Let's look at society the way it really is, a race where all of us are running to different objectives and a place where we can cooperate with one another and build one another up and actually take joy in other people's success instead of trying to tear people down. I want a freedom that allows everyone to do that. I don't want the kind of diminished equality that they mention of, where it's almost as if everybody has to be torn down. I want to lift everybody up, and I think we do that through cooperation in a free society, not through a false sense of equity, which tells everybody that if they have any sort of advantage or their parents made any sort of good decision on their behalf or they have any sort of talent, that they somehow feel ashamed about it. Let's take the talents we have, let's take the advantages we have, and let's do the most we possibly can with them, not just for ourselves, but for the other people along on this race as well. I'm Nick Freitas with Making the Argument, and thank you for tuning in with us.
Once again, thank you very much for listening. If you want to support the show, again, one of the best ways you can do it is by heading over to goodranchers.com with promo code Nick. You're going to get $15 off. You sign up for one of those subscriptions and you're going to get up to $480 of free meat with that subscription. You get to pick top sirloin, salmon, chicken breast, bacon. It is all up to you. Plus, if you're looking for gifts to get for the people that are impossible to shop for, goodranchers.com also has gift boxes. You need to act quick. This is part of their overall Black Friday special. So head on over to goodranchers.com, use promo code Nick, and once again, thank you for listening.